Well, certainly there have been a number of major developments of importance under the National Labor Relations Act the past several years, and the past year is no exception. I would like to just mention in the paper, although it focuses on developments under the NLRA, Jay and I have also touched on a couple of other important matters, sort of went off the reservation a couple of times because they were very significant to federal labor law. The current board members, and we're going to have to dive right into this because we have a lot of material to cover, of the board are Chairman Pierce, members Hirozawa, Ms. Amara, and McFerrin. Just in case you run into them on the street, say hello. I want to start with respect to the developments in the past year, addressing Noel Canning. This is a decision that was handed down by the Supreme Court in 2014. There, the Supreme Court held that President Obama's January 2012 recess appointments of three board members were invalid because Congress actually was not in recess technically at the time of those appointments. The decision affected many NLRB decisions at the time and almost 100 cases that were pending in various federal courts. Since that time, the board has ratified, so again, essentially validated many of the decisions that were nullified by Noel Canning, including the Noel Canning decision itself. So there is a similar issue that arose, and that is the partial invalidation of Leif Solomon's tenure as acting general counsel. In August of 2015, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals found on a petition for review in Southwest General versus NLRB